Hi, this is Heather Markell, the Bullbuster, and founder of the Bullbuster Cafe, where we bust through our bull by grabbing the truth by the horns and empowering our lives. Welcome to another episode of The Lies I Tell Myself to Keep on Living the Wrong Life. This blog and podcast series is all about the lies and stories that we use, the bull that stands in our way of financial money, business, success, and healthy relationships. And I use this platform to share with you lies and stories and bull that I've used, that I've heard other people use, that keeps them from the empowerment that they're looking for. And my hope is that when you listen to this series or read it or watch it, as the case may be, because each week you never know what format I'm going to use, that you find yourself somewhere in these stories and that you are encouraged to bust through your own bull and better your own life. So, today's lie of the day is, I can't control my money. This is one that had been plaguing me for a really long time. So my story with money was that I have been absolutely fantastic at spending it. I could probably win awards for my spending capabilities. I had a fantastic time doing it too. I mean, there was nothing that I could find a reason to not buy. Frankly, if I wanted it, I just bought it. Money wasn't something to be saved. It was to be spent. Why the heck would I save my money? I was a master at it. And it should have been my job description, right? Just spend money, get paid to spend. And even though that wasn't my job description, effectively it was, because I was taking all my money and spending it. And wow, I mean, I would just go out and buy clothes and all kinds of crap that I didn't need. And I ended up with a closet full of stuff with the tag still on it. And, you know, if I wasn't sure if I already had something, well, I would just buy it just in case I couldn't find it. And anyway, it would certainly be stuffed between, you know, behind the 25 other things in the way, which I wouldn't be able to find it anyway. Instead of looking for it, I'll just buy another one, right? You know, and then I'm starting to see, like, the show Hoarders, and I'm thinking, oh my God, I don't want to end up like that. I really hope that I don't end up with that like that. But, you know, I had stuff piling up, and I would clean my stuff up, but it just, you know, filled back up because then, you know, any time that there was space in my apartment, well, hey, great, that's an excuse for going shopping. And, you know, if I had credit card debt and I paid the debt down, well, that was cause for celebration and more shopping, of course. So anyway, as you can see, it was a long cycle. And one day I just got really sick of it because the fact was, you know, I'm making a decent amount of money and I should have more to speak for it. I should be able to save it and be able to provide for myself for a great life going forward. And I just decided I'm not going to do this anymore. I actually wrote down on a slip of paper with one of the core areas that I was leaking money. I wrote down on a piece of paper, I'm not going to spend any more money on this again, period. And I haven't. So, you know, the other thing is it just happened. I guess I just looked at my life and realized all these, like, horrific things that I've been through. Here I am. I'm alive. It's good. Nothing terribly horrific. But I've been through, you know, difficult things and tragedies in my life like anyone else. And I figured if I could make it through those things, then, you know what? I could learn how to save my money. So once I made that decision, it was really interesting because all of a sudden I noticed that there was this class that appeared and it was all about how to manage your personal finances. And I'd been looking for this class for years, but I had never actually said to the universe, I'm ready and I'm not going to spend this money anymore. And there was the class. And I started to consciously manage my money. And amazingly, it turns out I have the ability to save it. And not only to save a little bit, but actually to save a lot. And I have things, goals, real goals that I want in life. Not filling my closet with clothes, but things that are much more meaningful. And I can start saving towards those goals right now. And so instead of using all this money as like a reward to go shopping, I just put it in my savings account. It's just amazing. And I started looking at the world differently. There's an author called Olivia Mellon, and she wrote a book called Money Harmony. And I love in her book how she explains that, you know, our society is constantly bombarding us with these messages that we've got to buy all this crap that we don't actually need. And I'd never heard anyone put it that way. And I thought that was really meaningful. Yeah, all of these ads that I'm seeing for these sales. Yeah, I've been walking into these stores shopping and thinking, oh my God, I just saved 30%. What a bargain. But I was walking out of that store like $200 down in clothes that were going to go in my closet and never get worn. So I just spent $200 instead of $250, which I could have saved towards a goal instead of on clothing. So, and then, you know, if you really look into what these coupons are saying, I recently got a coupon for $18 off if I would purchase three products that were $30 each. So I thought about it. So I'm like, I don't even need any of this product at all. So basically they're telling me if I spend not just $30 on something I don't need, but $90, then I can save $18. So I'll spend $72 on three items I don't need instead of just the one. And why buy it at all? So I'm supposed to spend $72? I mean, it just doesn't make sense when you really look at it. But the most empowering thing about all of this is that I feel so in control of my spending habits and my money. And it feels great because now I know that I have this ability to be able to save towards a goal, and it makes that goal that much more achievable. It makes me worry less about whether I'm going to be okay, whether I'm going to be able to afford things in the future. It's great. And so, if you know, it makes me know if I hit a rough patch, I have the skills to be able to survive it. So I just want you to know from this podcast that if you're caught in this lie that you can't control your money, you actually can turn that around. And once you do, it will really have a profound impact on your life. And so I want to leave you with a call to action. So here's what I'd like you to do. First of all, I want you to make a decision right now to just step outside of this disempowering belief that you can't control your money, right? So if that means that you don't understand how it is that you manage money and what the money game is and all that stuff, step out of that belief. That might be by educating yourself. That might just be by making a declaration out loud to the universe as you're going to step outside of this disempowering belief. Then I want you to find a way to educate yourself about how to save and invest money. Again, that might be a class, that might be a book, that might be a magazine, it might be a friend or trusted advisor that you know is really good at saving money and accomplishing goals that you know that you can learn from this person. And the third thing is figure out your spending personality. And a great resource to use is one that I already mentioned, Olivia Mellon, spelled M like Mary, E. L-L-A, like apple, N, Olivia Mellon, and her book Money Harmony. She has an actual exercise in there where you can figure out your money personality, and then you can get some great tips on how to not be that kind of spender or money monk or many other avoider. There's many personality types that she mentions, and then she gives you some tips on how to battle that personality type in you. So that concludes today's Lie of the Day, and you can learn more about the Bullbuster Cafe and strategies to kick the bull in your life at www.bustyourbull.com. Until next time, this is Heather Markell. Bye-bye.